David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 124, The Young'uns in the Mix. Getting home after 3 weeks away on tour is a bit of a culture shock. I've got used to having constant stimulus and things being really busy and hectic all the time. Travelling, performing, doing free community events, while also writing, recording and publishing these dollops, then socialising after the gigs. For the last 3 weeks, I've more or less been in constant company, constantly around people, with barely any time to myself. My housemates Ben and Elsa are away, so since getting home yesterday afternoon, the only people I've spoken to are the delivery man who brought me my curry last night, and the girl from Sainsbury's. Those two things are separate. The delivery man didn't bring me a curry and deliver the girl from Sainsbury's to me as well. That would be a bit weird. Other than a couple of texts and a few online conversations, this is all the contact that I've had. You might be hoping that the girl from Sainsbury's was our friend with the scant vegetable knowledge from our previous dollop. Dollop 53. If you want to check it out, you think, oh, I missed that one, and I'd love to hear about a girl with scant vegetable knowledge working at Sainsbury's. Dollop 53. Check it out. Alas, though, it wasn't. Although this particular girl didn't know what bulgur wheat was. But I don't think that I'm going to be writing a lengthy blog post all about that, based on her one single grain-based ignorance. To be honest, I think that I've maybe milked all of the comic potential from Sainsbury's shop assistants that there is to be had. After all, I am not the kind of person who gets stuck in a rut with a subject. I must move on to explore new comic pastures. Maybe the shop assistants at Tesco will provide me with some material. Today I've been sifting through all of the audio that I've accumulated so far this year from last month's tour and Australia in March. There is just under 100 hours of audio on my hard drive to tackle. For the other two young'uns, they can go home after a tour and then unwind, whereas I have to experience the whole thing again, sifting through hours of recordings for the young'uns podcast. That's what I've been doing for the last 7 hours. The only voices that I've heard are mine, Sean's and Michael's, with the occasional interjection from an audience member. If you come to any of our gigs this summer, please heckle, just to keep me sane, as it'll mean that I'll actually get to hear another voice other than me, Sean and Michael. Even if it is just a fleeting interjection, that one heckle could be the thing that stops me having a mental breakdown. The other problem is, given that all I've done since getting back is listen to the sound of my own voice and the other two bandmates' voices, then nothing really has happened to write about. I can't write about the things that have happened at the gigs, because I've either already written about them, or I'm saving them for the Young'uns podcast. Despite the fact that I've spent the whole day sifting through hours of Young'uns gigs for the next Young'uns podcast, I think that I might have to put back the release of the next Young'uns podcast to the end of May rather than releasing it this week as planned. This is because I really need to start spending some time while I'm at home working on another special project, which I can't really do when we're away on tour, whereas I can record and release the Young'uns podcast from on tour. The special project I'm referring to is the Young'uns in the Mix. The Young'uns podcast listeners may remember the Young'uns in the Mix. In August at the Folk East Festival in Suffolk, I'll be doing the Young'uns in the Mix live. Here is the blurb that I wrote yesterday for the Folk East Festival website and programme. Prepare to enter a world where folk music and pop music collide. Where Seth Lakeman is collaborating with the Spice Girls, Greg Russell and Kieran Algar join forces with Daft Punk, the Watersons share the stage with Van Halen, and the Prodigy embrace sea shanties. David Eagle from the Young'uns takes to the decks to DJ exclusively for Folk East as the two disparate worlds of folk and pop join together in unholy musical matrimony. Come and hear folk music like you've never heard it before. Come and dance the night away in the company of the Young'uns, armed with disco lights, samplers and DJ decks, and joined by the amazing MC Squared. What do you get when you cross the Unthanks with Queen? All shall be revealed. And the Young'uns in the Mix. I don't want to worry Becky and John, the organisers of Folk East, who read these dollops, but I haven't made a start on this project yet. I've written this blurb, and I can hear everything in my head, but I only have a short amount of time to get all this prepared. It's not a case of just turning up with a few records and DJing. I'm effectively going to be wrestling with music, trying to force two very different musical styles to work together. Sea shanties, for instance, don't conform to a strict key or beat. The key often drifts during the song, and the beat is not strictly constant, as they're not performed to a metronome and it's more freeform. I am not a DJ. I have never really DJed live. So for all the bravado of this blurb, I have no idea what I'm doing or how the ideas are actually going to work or translate into reality, if indeed they even will. So I really need to get cracking, and I only have a few weeks at home as I am busy with the young'uns at the end of May, during June, and then in Canada and doing festivals for most of July, and then we'll be into August, the month of the Folk East Festival. I have just a few weeks to learn how to DJ live and also try and get all of these odd ideas out of my head and into reality. It could all go horribly wrong. Of course, there is a possibility that by it going horribly wrong, it might actually be really funny, in which case it would be entertaining and could therefore be seen as it all going right. If you fancy witnessing this first and possibly last Young'uns in the Mix live experiment, then get yourself some Folkies tickets for the Saturday. I will also release it as a Young'uns podcast. Of course, if it's really going horribly wrong, then I could just get the old Yamaha keyboard out and DJ on that, as I've already proven that I'm an amazing DJ and I know how to get the party swinging with the old Yamaha keyboard. See Dollop 94, if you don't believe me. So if Becky and John from Folk East are reading or listening to this, don't worry, there is nothing at all to worry about. You're in safe hands. I am not entirely new to mixing disparate styles of music. I've done 2 David Eagle pick and mix episodes. Type David Eagle pick and mix into Google, or go to my website and click on the pick and mix link if you're not sure what I'm talking about, which mixes things like The Darkness and Basement Jacks with the Grandstand television theme, and The Chemical Brothers with Flanders and Swan. I am happy with the way that those 2 mixes turned out, and I want to get around to doing another one at some point, although they weren't DJed live in front of an audience. I will also be MCing under the nom de plume MC Squared. So get yourself some Folk East Festival tickets and come and watch the magic or the tragic unfold.